The Europeans are more sophisticated. Trust me, it'll be even easier to sell abrupt weather in Europe than it is in the U.S. You just do it out of Brussels, because bureaucrats get it, Nicholas. They'll see the advantages of this shift in emphasis. Drake did not reply. He walked back and forth, hands in his pockets, staring at the floor.
"Just think how far we have come," Henley said.
Back in the 1970s, all the climate scientists believed an ice age was coming. They thought the world was getting colder. But once the notion of global warming was raised, they immediately recognized the advantages. Global warming creates a crisis, a call to action. A crisis needs to be studied, it needs to be funded, it needs political and bureaucratic structures around the world. And in no time at all, a huge number of meteorologists, geologists, oceanographers suddenly became climate scientists engaged in the management of this crisis. This will be the same, Nicholas.
Abrupt climate change has been discussed before, and it hasn't caught on.
That's why you were holding a conference, Henley said patiently. You hold a well-publicized conference, and it happens to coincide with some dramatic evidence for the dangers of abrupt climate. And by the end of the conference, you will have established abrupt climate change as a genuine problem.
I don't know.
Stop whining. Don't you remember how long it took to establish the global threat of nuclear winter, Nicholas? It took 5 days. On one Saturday in 1983, nobody in the world had ever heard of nuclear winter. Then a big media conference was held, and by the following Wednesday, the entire world was worried about nuclear winter. It was established as a bona fide threat to the planet, without a single published scientific paper.
Drake gave a long sigh.
5 days, Nicholas, Henley said. They did it. You'll do it. Your conference is going to change the ground rules for climate.
The screen went black.
My God, Sarah said.
Evans said nothing. He just stared at the screen.
Sunjung had stopped listening some minutes before. He was working with his laptop.
Kenner turned to Evans.
When was that segment recorded?
I don't know. Evans slowly came out of his fog. He looked around the room in a daze.
I have no idea when it was recorded.
Why?
You've got the remote in your hand, Kenner said.
Oh, sorry. Evans pressed the buttons, brought the menu up, saw the date. It was 2 weeks ago.
So Morton's been bugging Drake's offices for 2 weeks, Kenner said.
Looks like it.